Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of April 6, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? It is home of the best Christian independent artist music that you want to find. And it is probably, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you because I'm biased, it's the best music you can hear on radio. So thank you for tuning in. This week, I have another amazing guest. I know they say, I say that every week, but I have to thank the Lord because, I mean, he has made all these guests perfect in his image as he made all of us. And I can't explain how excited I am to do this, how blessed I am to do this, and to bring you somebody new every week to join the Rock the Flock family. Now, my guest this week, we kind of cheated a few weeks ago because she jumped on the show to share a new song. And that is Miss Sam Carey. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're my first second interview Rock the Flock guest.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm excited to be here, and I love what you guys are doing, so thank you again.
Well, you know, I said that you were on the show before, but it was just to intro your brand new song, and we'll talk about that in a few segments. But today, we're going to get the shovel out, and we're going to dig all of you apart. We're going to find out everything about you. I'm just kidding. We're not. But we're gonna find out what God has put on your heart to share with us. So we will come back to find out who Sam Carey is right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome into Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week over Zoom from Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Sam Carey. Sam, we put you in the intro to the show because you're just too awesome, and I had to put you up there to make the show. Thank you again for coming on. Thank you for taking the time. As we talked about, it's hard to be a superstar, and it's hard to, like you said, you got four email accounts, and I have a hard time keeping up with one. So thank you again. And for all our listeners who get to meet you this week, all the independent Christian artists from all over the country and a lot right there in Nashville, Tennessee, who's Miss Sam Carey?
Well, thank you again, Greg, for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And that's a broad question. You ask who someone is, and that there's so much of that. But I'm a Christian country artist. I'm originally from San Diego, California. And it was actually only in the last 3.5 years that God really called me from what I was doing, which was just country music full time, to kind of pivot into the Christian music world. A lot happened in my life. I lost my first love, passed away in a motorcycle accident, and that really, really did a lot in my faith. And, you know, there's a lot of directions you can go when that happens. But for me, that was a catalyst to grow closer to God than I ever had before. So in that time of kind of just rebuilding in faith, rebuilding my life, honestly, God really called me to share my story and his glory through music. So that's what I've been doing the last 3 years. And I'm just so thankful for all the opportunities he has put on my plate. I could never have imagined even half the things that I've been able to do so far with him, and I just can't wait for the future.
Well, that is so awesome to hear because I know a lot of people who've had tragedy in their life and blame God and can't get over it. They can't get over that blaming God. Why would he do something like that? But then we get to meet wonderful people like you who, yeah, we don't know all the answers. We don't understand, but really it's not for us to understand. Because as Christians, if we trust God's word says we are not of this world. So why do we spend so much time what I call on gravity? Why do we spend so much time on gravity when we're not part of it.
Absolutely.
And how God used that, like you said, to be the catalyst. Instead of letting devil be the defeat, you allowed God to be the catalyst and take you into this Christian music journey. Not only the Christian music journey, but we'll talk about it. We can talk about it right now.
Yeah.
He brought you to him.
Yeah, most definitely. That was, I always say, like, I grew up knowing who God was, like, of God, but I didn't have that relationship with him, that moment of, wow, I fully surrender everything. I surrender my heart. I surrender my music. I surrender my life to you, until basically everything that I understood of my life here in the world, like you said, we focus so much on what is right in front of us and not what we're called to, which is, you know, something higher, something not of you know, mankind. And when that part of me died, like literally, you know, the grieving of my old life happened in this really tragic and horrible way. But when that happened, God was able to pull me out of that and rebuild my life from rock bottom. I always love the quote, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom to realize that God is the rock at the bottom, and building your life on top of that instead of, you know, the shifting sands of the world. And it is, like you said, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I had a decision. I could have gone and self-destructed and, you know, completely just fallen apart. And I did fall apart, but God picked me up as I was falling apart and carried me into new life. And that is something that I will just always, always be struggling to find the words of appreciation and gratitude for, because it's just so much bigger than me. And I'm so thankful that I could write a million songs, I could do a million interviews, and I could never fully explain that thanks, because he saved my life. I mean, it's just like that. Like, he saved my life. And yeah, now I get to share his glory and his goodness. And I thank him every day for that.
Well, thank you for sharing all of that with us, because I know somebody is listening that needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I tell you what, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, if we can find out any more about Miss Sam Carey, we will. So we'll be right back. It's Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. And I hope you're enjoying the show, all the music, and my very special guest, because we've had a good time on air and off air. But this is the segment I love. Well, the next two are my two favorite segments of the show, because this one is a Bible verse or a part of the Bible that meant something to who's on the show. And Miss Sam, there is a verse and it has some meaning to it. So why don't you share that with us?
Yeah, I wanted to share today Isaiah 6:8. It's when the Lord asks, whom shall I send? And then the response is, here I am, Lord, send me. And that is something that I try to apply to every single day of my life. That has been my verse for 2025, because there's constantly somewhere that we can show up to show the light of Christ. And that looks different for every single person. For some people, that's music. For you, that's being on the radio and having this amazing platform. For other people, that is being a firefighter or going overseas and doing a mission, just doing ministry in their community or in their church. And I always like to start every single day wondering, Lord, where do you want me today? And some days that is writing a song, and some days that is talking to someone who is, you know, sitting with a cardboard sign at the gas station and just getting to love on them and be their friend. And that looks different every single day. And so I just want to encourage you, where does God want you to go? And are you willing to listen to the call?
Amen. Because I was actually at work today. I work at a mill, and most days I don't want to get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm there for a purpose. And I was out on the dock today talking to one of the young men, and I could tell something was weighing on him. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of hung around for a minute, and we started conversing, and he's going through a lot right now. And his big thing is he can't figure it all out.
Yep.
And I told him, I said, I'll just say his name's Isaiah. And I said, Isaiah, I'm old enough to be your dad. And you know what's funny? I haven't figured it out. But you know what the cool part about it is? I don't have to figure it out because all I have to do is trust the Lord. And he'll figure it out. And then that's when you said, send me, you know. I'm ready. I'm available. I trust you, Lord, in whatever situation that I'm getting up and going to today. You know, wherever you send me, I'm ready. But to be ready, we'll break it back a couple of layers. You had to get into the Word to be prepared, to be ready.
Yep, you have to have the tool. It's all there. He tells us exactly what he wants for us. And, you know, we wander through life and we're just like, Lord, I don't know. I don't understand. And then you go back in the Word and it's always so, it just reveals so much more than you could have ever thought. Even if you've read it, you know, time and time again, there's just so many layers and that's his will. And yeah, you're completely right. And it also surrender is a huge part of that. In order to know where he wants you to go, you have to surrender what you thought you wanted for yourself first.
And have you ever read the Bible and you looked around like, is he talking to me?
Yes. Same with Sunday sermons. I'll have, you know, a Sunday, maybe I'm having a hard week and I'm like, or I'm tired or something. And I'm like, man, I don't want to go. And then I get there and it's like, man, that preacher man is speaking right to me. God is like, oh, you thought that I wasn't going to show up for you today, but look, I did. And it's always like that.
I know. And he's even looking at me, you know?
I know. It's amazing.
Well, Miss Sam, you were just an amazing interview.
Thank you.
Well, I'll have to get up to Nashville. I'm coming in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So I'll be up there at Spring Hill, Tennessee, I believe. Just Love Cafe?
Spring Hill. Yeah, Just Love. Yeah.
I'll be up at Just Love. So maybe we can all get together. That would be pretty cool.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I am looking forward to that. You just let me know.
Well, all right. When we come back, now that we talked about the Word, we're going to talk about what the Word did through you in music. And let's talk about your music when we come back.
Yeah, awesome.
That's Miss Sam Carey right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7, the Inspiration Station, or you're listening to the podcast, we thank you for tuning in. And man, a child of God, Miss Sam Carey, thank you. I'm honored to have you on the show. I couldn't wait to hear what God had laid on your heart. And once again, I can say I'm never disappointed. So thank you for sharing that. You have just this peace about you. You have, I can just see this. I don't know. It's just different. It's like, it's just cool. It's like God, it's like you're in total trust that you just, you can see that God has you and you totally trust that.
Well, it's the peace of Jesus. I mean, I can sit here and act all calm and collected, but the truth is that I would have none of that without him. So thank you so much for not only noticing that, but also just having me here.
Well, my prayer is that I ask God for his eyes. Mm-hmm. So when I see people, Lord, show me those that are not of you. But when I see those of you, let me see their gifts. Mm. So I don't know if he does that, but I believe he does.
I believe he does too. And I think he's given you an awesome platform here to be able to foster these kind of conversations and share his truth through music. So thank you again.
Well, let's share your music because we talked about a conversation I had earlier with a gentleman at work. And I finished up that conversation with him that all God wants us to do is communicate with him.
Yep.
And I said, Isaiah, the Word is not really communicate, it's prayer. And and it doesn't mean that you have to get on the side of your bed on your knees. All he wants you to do is talk to him. wherever you are, it doesn't have to be formal. It doesn't have to be. He just wants you to talk to him. And you have written a song called Starts With a Prayer. And I think that's pretty cool because that is the beginning of everything. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to write that song?
So I had just been writing a bunch this last year, and I'd really just been trying to dig into the things that I knew to be true about God and the things I had observed and the things he had done. And I'd really been thinking about the concept of prayer and how truly every testimony, every person who has had this come to Jesus moment and their life has been transformed by him, it all started with that moment of conversation. You can't get there if you don't have that conversation with him. And it can be 2 words, it can be 1,000 words, it can be tears, it can be screaming, it can be all of those things. And I know for me, my starts with a prayer moment, you might say, was in my car screaming at God in pain, like in the most agonizing pain my heart had ever felt, which was losing someone that I loved. And that's not pretty, right? It's not poetic. It's not what you think of when you think of prayer. But to me, that was me surrendering and giving God everything I had left. And that was my moment of when God transformed my life. So just knowing that and knowing that, again, every testimony starts with that conversation and that God knows your heart and he knows you and he knows your pain and he wants to meet you in it. He does not expect perfect. And I think the moment that we realize that is the moment that we're able to truly communicate with him.
Amen. Well, it's a powerful song. So why don't you do us the honor of introing the song?
This is Sam Carey, and you are listening to Starts With a Prayer.
It's Rock the Flock Radio, and the old saying goes, time flies when you're having fun. And time flies when you're in the best seat of the house, and you get to sit here, and you get to converse with godly people. And Miss Sam Carey, thank you for blessing this show. Thank you for just blowing us away with your knowledge of who you are, because you know whose you are.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, do you want to redo that? I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, because this is your show.
But yeah, I was going to say thank you so much for having me. And you're absolutely right. When you know that your identity is in Jesus, then that just gives you so much strength to know that you don't have to do it on your own. So thank you again for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
How can people connect with you?
You can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all those places. It's just Sam Carey Music, and Carey is C-A-R-Y. And also my music, I have 2 songs currently out on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, all the places.
What are those 2 songs?
Starts With a Prayer and What Faith Is For.
There you go. All right. Well, can I say a prayer?
Yes, absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for this opportunity, Lord. I don't deserve it. Lord, I don't deserve to sit here and see what you're doing in this child. God, you have blessed Sam. Lord, you've brought her through pain. You've brought her through peril. And Lord, you've made her yours. Continue to bless her. Continue to watch after her. Continue to flow through her. God, bless her life, bless her ministry, and Lord, keep her safe as she travels tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Miss Carey, it is. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, like you said, you've now been inducted into the Rock the Flock family.
I think that's pretty cool.
And it keeps growing. And one thing I will ask, you will have to sign a shirt, a CD, a something, so I can put it up on the wall.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to.
All right. Well, we're just, like I said, God bless you in your life and in your ministry. And I'll be praying for you.
Thank you so much.
That's Miss Sam Carey on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.